season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a beautiful day from my time zone. From here, it's good morning and God bless you. In the name of Jesus. This is Hallelujah Every Day, your one-stop channel for daily devotional, inspirational, prayer and word channel in Christ Jesus. On behalf of my team, I say God bless you. I remain your good friend and of course your host, Leke Toba. Today, child of God, I need you to listen attentively. There are a lot of relationships in life. Some are relationships formed with friends, relationship among siblings, relationships among neighbors, relationships among extended family, and of course, relationship between the husband and wife. There are different forms of relationship. Every form of relationship is forged based on time, love, attraction, interest, communion, compassion. When you spend time with any of these category of persons that I mentioned, you begin to bond and form a relationship. This is also obtainable when you spend time with God Almighty. Child of God, a husband and wife have a time that they are left alone, and their plan, their program, their bond, everything that they purpose, they fashion it out at that time. The quality time, the communion, the communication that you also have with God Almighty can influence a lot of things in your life. Hear this, child of God. As a believer, you must have time that you spend alone with God, even as you have time that you spend with those that you value in your life. When you spend time alone with God, number one, your relationship is forged. Number two, destiny purpose is discovered. Number three, direction is received. And number four, you will hear from God. God knows all about you. There's nothing going on that He doesn't know about concerning you. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible says, "The very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." Hallelujah. So, child of God, God knows all about you, everything in the open, and of course, everything in the secret. Child of God, we read the story of Jacob in the Bible, the schemer, the supplanter, the deceiver. He stole the birthright of his brother, went to his uncle Laban, and a time came in his life when he had to make a decision. The Bible says in Genesis 32 and verses 24, "So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak." Child of God, we all must have a time when we are alone with God to inquire, to pray, to worship, to talk with Him alone without distraction, so that we can be able to understand the purpose of our destiny and where God wants us to be. Jacob had his name changed from all negatives to Israel by that singular night encounter when he was alone with God. The anger of his brother was calmed. Instead of vengeance, Jacob got mercy from Esau. Child of God, Moses spent time alone with God on Mount Sinai. That brought about transformation in his life. David was alone with God in the cave while he was being chased by King Saul. Many directions and purpose were forged in that time when David spent time alone with God. Elijah was alone with God when the presence of God passed him and he felt God's presence. Child of God, Jesus spent time alone with his Father. Bible says oftentimes he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. At times, early, rising in the morning before the sunrise, he would go to a solitary place and pray. He spent time alone with the Father. Daniel in the Old Testament oftentimes spent time alone with God. Bible makes us understand he had specific times that he went out to pray. Many examples that we can find in the Bible. Child of God, have you spent time alone with God? Do you desire to spend time alone with God? Do you want to have a better relationship with God? Do you want to understand God better? Do you want to be able to understand the purpose of your life? Do you want to be able to understand your destiny? Do you want to get answers to problems that are becoming so difficult? Then you need to spend time alone with God. Hallelujah. What must we do when we are alone with God? Number one, you ask for the Lord to help you. Number two, you pray to God. Number three, spend time to worship. spend time to meditate. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit when you spend time alone with God. And of course, learn to intercede. Many destinies are shaped, many questions are answered, difficult situations are unraveled when we spend time alone with God. Child of God, spend some time to seek God's presence. Spend quality time alone with God, not with a crowd, but alone with God. Yes, we gather to worship together. We gather on Sunday to lift up praise, to seek the face of God. But when we spend time alone with God, deeper things are revealed to us. Spending time alone with God is the time of the secret place. And when you spend time with God in the secret place, a lot of mysteries are unraveled. Child of God, today be intentional to fix a time with God alone. As you do so, God will visit you greatly and God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, child of God, having said this little, I want us to pray. I declare upon your life, anytime you call on Almighty God, His mercy will answer you in the name of Jesus. However the battle confronting you, as long as you look unto Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, God will show you mercy in the name of Jesus. Battles that are waiting for you will all fail in Jesus' name. Today, may the fullness of open heaven be your lot. Any form of challenge that is mocking you, as you call on God in prayer, let the battles expire today in Jesus' name. Your victory is confirmed. Your testimony will speak for itself. Your blessings will not elude you. It is settled in the name of Jesus. Father, today I declare that your children are blessed as they launch out in Jesus' name. As we round up this podcast today, it is happy birthday and a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. The Almighty God, His hand of mercy, will lift you to elevate you and bless you today in Jesus' name. You are celebrated. On behalf of the Hallelujah Everyday family, we say happy birthday and congratulations as you celebrate that special occasion. Thank you, child of God, for listening and, of course, for your kind financial support to keep the daily podcast on air across many platforms around the world. Many lives are touched and transformed on daily basis as a result of your efforts. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and, of course, a change. We never take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day today in the presence of God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.